Welcome to The Grow Show, where we speak with leading business experts to help you grow yourself, grow your business, and grow your community. Now, here's your host, Gary Jones.
Hey folks, and how are you doing? Welcome to this episode of The Grow Show. Now again, we have got an exclusive Grow Live 2020 for you. We are going to be listening and enjoying and being educated by the fantastic Chris Dawes from Scruffy Monkey. Him and Duncan Price is going to be talking all about web design, what people need on their website, what common mistakes people make. We're going to be talking about branding, they're going to be talking about marketing, they might talk about mindset and loads of other cool stuff. So please, sit back, relax for the next half hour and listen to Duncan and Chris talk all about web design, building a fantastic business and so much more. Take care.
Yes, so now I'm going to welcome the stage for Grow Live 2020, Chris Dawes, web design, mindset and business Q&A. Chris Dawes is a self-confessed geek and a Star Wars nut, Star Wars obsessed web designer. He'll be giving away to us now some actionable tips to make our website thrive. So if you've got questions about what you should do with your website, how you could improve it, what you want to get out of it, what you should do if you don't even have a website and you want to know where to start, get your questions in the comments now. And if you're watching this on the replay, obviously, we can't answer your questions live. Hopefully, someone will ask similar questions. But by all means, tag hashtag GrowLive2020. Chris Dawes from Scruffy Monkey, I'm sure, will still be more than happy to answer your questions on the replay. He's nodding away. And we'll include his contact details along with everyone else from the Grow Live show in all of the follow-up. So if you are watching this back, you'll be able to get in touch with all of us anytime you wish. And of course, get in now and you can join us in 2021 for the next Grow Live, which is going to be a massive whopping 3-day event. Anyway, enough of that. Let's come off of mute for a moment to give a warm virtual or literal welcome to Chris Dawes.
It's Friday, people. I know it's a record, but come on. Let's have it. I'm excited. Come on. Come on, people. Fire me up. What are we doing? Let's have a chat. Duncan, can I just say, the fact that you've just said that I love talking, seriously, mate, seriously, you're not a bad little talker yourself, mate, let me tell you.
Oh, absolutely. Why Gary thought it was a good idea for me to do a question and answer with you, who knows? Because we're just not going to stop now.
You've got 30 minutes here, dude. Let's do it.
So apparently, according to Emma Watson, you're the real reason we're all here. Now, I'll be honest, I'm a bit hurt. I thought she came to speak to hear me. But
Emma, there will be no discounts for any sort of proposal that I sent my way. I do not do discounts. I do not do discounts. But please do carry on with the questions.
missed mine, I have to say. Okay. Right. So, why do you design websites? Let's start there.
Why do I design websites? Great question. So, I actually completely fell into web design, but now that I do web design, it actually makes total sense that I do it. So, when I was a kid, all I wanted to do was make things, and I was a total nerd, and I liked computers, still a nerd, obviously, as we all know, and I love using the computers and making computers, and I had a career in IT. And I went through all that, and there was just something missing. There was something missing in my life, and it was that connection now with making things. So that's all I do. I am a maker of things, but it's just digital, and it's providing a service of what I love doing to people and presenting what they do by making something. That is the simplest way of putting what I do. So in my personal life, as people know, I'm a nerd and I make all my Star Wars stuff. I'm just making stuff, and that is what I love doing. So I am doing what I love. It's as simple as that.
Awesome. So for those who don't know you, you say you make stuff in your spare time. I can see you've got loads of, am I allowed to call them toys? Will I get told off if I call them toys?
I suppose you're going to have to call it a toy. They are models. I'm a total, honestly, I couldn't be more nerdy if I wanted to. But it's all just my chilling out time. That is how I love to spend it. So this weekend, I will no doubt be doing some painting and stuff on those. And my latest projects, I always have a project on the way.
And are they all Star Wars related?
I do have a cheeky couple of Star Trek ones in the cupboard somewhere, but I'm mainly a Star Wars nerd, and that's what I'm known for. And do you know what? There's actually a really, really important business lesson in there and connection with market and stuff that I must sort of bring through to you. So it might shock people to know that I get as many sales in my business because of Star Wars than I do Scruffy Monkey. It's a fact. Because the more I'm myself, and I put myself out there about what I do and what I am, happy what I'm doing, etc., it's all connected and it attracts people. The amount of tags that I get during the week because of some random Star Wars stuff is ridiculous. So somebody saw something on TikTok today. It was some kid watching Empire Strikes Back, the Darth Vader scene. Who do you think got tagged in it? I got tagged in it, right? So that means I'm up here. And that, my friends, is marketing. Yeah, I can't win. I've got Disney doing my marketing for me. Boom, have some of that. Fantastic.
So does it not worry you that there might be a web designer out there that, you know, maybe likes Star Trek, which of course we know is better than Star Wars, and they become known for that?
Fair play to them. I mean, there's, you know, it's like the equivalent of, you know, do you want to drive a Porsche? Do you want a Porsche? Or do you want a Ford Focus, you know, where you've got Star Wars as the Porsches over here and you've got the Star Trek in the Ford Focuses. Do you know what I mean? There's a place for both, but I'd rather be in the Porsche, wouldn't you?
Excellent. Well, I'm going to drop the analogy of arguing Star Wars versus Star Trek because that could keep us going for a whole half an hour. But let's instead refocus and look at... Paul Newton drives a Ford Focus, so watch what you say, dude. he'll steal your stuff. As you'll find out at the end of today, but your session now. So let's get back on track with websites. Yep. Let's start with an idiot's guide to websites. What should we actually include on our website? And what are the most common mistakes that you see people include on their websites that they shouldn't?
So I want to talk about why mainly people want a website these days, and particularly in these times that we are experiencing at the moment. And the one word that I want to get across is credibility. Okay, you're going to have to show that you mean business in the times that they are. How long you've been around is something that we need to tell people at the moment. Who are your clients? What sort of band of clients you're attracted to, right? What gives you the tick box that they should be using you and your services? And what you need to be selling is the benefits of using your services. You need to be telling people those pain points. Yeah, it's a psychological thing that a lot of us doing in our businesses. You need to be pinpointing, oh, that hurts. I need a solution to that problem. And here's the thing: your website is not about you. It's not about you. That is a so common mistake that people almost get sort of self-involved. We do this, aren't we great? We do that, bam, 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 bam. It's about your potential audience and your potential clients of how you can help them. So you need to be getting that across. So what we love in our clients who and they're the ones that we know are going to be successful are the ones that really value content. And what I mean by that, the pages that they're creating, do they use a professional copywriter? How much effort are they actually putting into that copy about getting it right? Okay, because it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Yeah, and the same rules apply for copy. Quality imagery is so, so important. Yes, these take great pictures, but it is a completely additional skill on top to have professional images on your website. I realize times are tight for a lot of people, but having those as assets, it says a lot about you and your belief in your business. Yeah, you have valued your business enough that if you have gone and got professional pictures done for your product or service. Branding, massively. Simon is our go-to for our branding expertise. And let me tell you something about my business. I made the investment in my brand 7 years ago when I was starting. And let me tell you, it's still one of my best investments. People know Scruffy Monkey. They know who it is. Black and Orange, they know that is Scruffy Monkey. The brand is in your face. Every single day, I know Scruffy Monkey is out there. And you've just got to get that brand consistency going from day one and keep going with it. You know, you've got experts there like Simon, who, you know, he just gets it. He just gets it. He knows when I say, create this for me, I know I'm going to get a document that's bang, it's on brand, and it's fantastic. Brand consistency. We want credibility by showing who your clients are. We want top testimonials. Make it easy for people to buy, and call to actions. Tell them exactly what you want them to do. Think that people are thick. It's a horrible statement, but you have to tell them what you want them to do. Click here, call me, do this, download this, contact me. Put it everywhere. Think, what do you want people to do with that information, and tell them what you want them to do. Easy stuff, but we forget it.
Excellent. What's the worst mistakes or the biggest mistakes you've seen on websites?
People prattling on forever in the copy. I've seen some absolute horror story. It's the irony of it. We wait for so long from clients getting our copy, and then sometimes when we receive it, I mean, I've had about us pages that are genuinely 5 or 6 pages just saying, you know, my favourite colour is blue. I like to go shopping on a Saturday. And that's great, mate. I'm glad you're happy about that. But what does that do for me? What can I do for that? You've got to understand that people are really impatient and they're there for a specific reason. So make it easy. Save people time. People are really impatient. Less, like everything in life, less is more sometimes, yeah? And we have to get that through. So a lot of our time is actually spent, when we receive stuff, actually disregarding stuff and going, that's not appropriate, we don't need that. How can we make it easier? And that's really important.
I love that. One of my favourite quotes. No idea if I'm saying it right or who it's from. But perfection is reached not when there's nothing more to add, but when there's nothing left to take away.
Love that.
And I think that's really true in web design, isn't it? You just keep adding more, and it's just going to give people more reasons to get distracted from the main message and the main action you want them to take.
Precisely, and particularly with the evolution of technology with mobile devices, etc., and how we're actually consuming information in terms of design and layout, without getting overly techie and stuff about it, you need it's now a lot more about less text and less bold wide images, block images and stuff like you see, much clearer fonts and stuff because of how we're viewing it on our phones. So again, it's all sort of tied up by the length of copy that you're seeing. So it should be a lot more icon based when it comes to selling a product benefits and that sort of thing. So if you can do as an ideal service page, just to give some ideas to clients. So if I was to ask for something about a service page off a client, I'd say, right, can you give me a short paragraph introduction into that service? And then list the benefits of me purchasing that service, and then give me an image or a graphic, if you have it, associated with that service. If I have that, I'm a happy web designer.
So you mentioned benefits. What's the difference, for those that don't know, between benefits and features, and how does that play a part in your web copy and design?
So benefits, so the benefit of what if I was to buy your product, what will I get that's good from it? So a builder who does extension, the benefit of using his service is his years of experience. He's going to use professional materials used. He's got a skilled team of employees. That's a benefit of using that service, as opposed to Joe Blogs around the corner who's done it, who's got no experience of doing it. So why the benefit of using him is I've got all that experience, and what it does psychologically, and you know, well, it's obvious that, you know what, that's why I'm going to choose them above another person. That is why I'm paying what I'm paying. And features, as Alison just said, it does this. So if it was by a website, I'd say my website, it's got downloads on it, it's got this on it, it's got this on it, it's got PDF downloads or whatever. So benefits, I will get this value from choosing this.
So now that we're clear on what's a benefit and what's a feature, how do those two interact with each other? What's important when it comes to your web copy? How would you treat those two things differently when you're designing a web page?
Benefits far out. Well, it depends if it's a product or service for me. If it's a product, I'm more interested in the features. If it's a service, I'm more interested in the benefits of using that service. I think that's a nice way of sort of clearly differentiating between the two. I don't think it needs to be any more complicated with that. One thing that I would connect in with that, and something it ties in with the length of copy that we receive, is you can almost give too much away. So I still don't tell me every you know, a huge list of everything that it does, because if I've consumed all that information, why do I need to contact you? Maybe when I actually make that contact with you, you can then pull me over the line of what, you know, I could have said no just based on that information. But however, if I make the call and I have a conversation, well, you can actually discuss that and how you can possibly twist it and change it. An example, you know, we've got slightly askew to this. You know, we've had a client who, in their wisdom, and it sounded a logical thing to do, they decided to have a fully downloadable brochure of their organization. It was a wedding and events hire organization, very, very well known one, and they're featured on Netflix and ITV at the moment, actually. And so what was happening, and people had gone to the website and they were interested, and they just download the PDF. They just download it and then they're making the decision. So we made a very important twist on when they got the website through us. What we did was we added an inquiry form where they had to fill in those details before they could download that PDF. That has changed their business. It's a very simple change. But what that meant was I have contact information from people who've downloaded it, and it allows me to follow up with those clients. That's a big difference in terms of their sales opportunities. Yeah. So they returned from COVID recently, and they've been naughty, and they've had to keep a bit of catch up going. So I won't name them. So they had over 150 inquiries that they wouldn't have had, 150 contacts for their sales opportunities that they wouldn't have known about because of that simple change to their business. And that is where sometimes using a web design company and looking at it and stepping around, stepping out and reflecting in can make a difference to your business.
So there's so many different platforms out there mm-hmm. to create websites on, or different companies to go with. How does someone who doesn't understand websites, how are they best placed to make their decision, make their choice? What would you recommend? What are the right questions that people should be asking their designer, and yep. what should they be looking for in a provider?
Yeah, one of the key things that I'd be asking is, do I have control of that website once it's built? And how easy is it to make those edits and changes to it? Ownership is so important. And so a lot of web companies, unfortunately, will hold you to ransom. So you'll have your website built, and if you want to change or edit something, so the evolution of the website is, as your business develops, you might have to be going back to those designers. Then you wait, can you add this? Can you change this? And all of a sudden, no, you can't, mate. And you want to know that your website can evolve next to you as you change and develop. You've got to understand as well that in some cases, depending on where you are as in your business, what's the right platform for you might not be the right platform for somebody else. Okay, so I'm going to shock web designers and say, do you know what? If it's your first website, go ahead and have Wix. Go ahead. If it kicks you off, we've spoke about things like, you know, just get stuff going. Do you know what? Go ahead. If you want to, you need a platform to kick off, get yourself going, use that. So what we tend to find is where we are as a business. So we're kind of a second or third sort of gen website business. So they've been through a bit of the pain and they understand what they want, and now they're a little bit more serious about it. And they want to know, do you know what? I kind of want a website that, can I have this feature? Can I have that? Is it going to be with me for the foreseeable future? And that's where the bigger and more serious web companies come in, other than the template-driven ones like the Wix of this world, which does have its place.
Absolutely. Great that you use Wix as an example. I'm currently with Wix, but not for much longer because I'm making that transition myself at the minute. And you're right. Wix is a great starting point, and Wix especially, above like WordPress, for example, as a beginner tool, is so helpful because they've got everything that you can add on as different apps within that. But you do reach a point where there's a limit there where it's not quite what you need it to be, if it's anything more than a basic website. And having a designer come on board that can design the website for you makes such a huge difference. But there's a couple of different words I hear thrown around a lot with websites, and I wonder if maybe you could take the time to explain the difference between a web designer and a web developer. What's the difference between those two?
So web designer tends to deal with much more of the visual element and the design philosophies behind it. And that's what I am. I'm a web designer. So my skill is very much interpreting the information that you give me. So if I get an inquiry and I'm talking to you, my skill is visualizing in my head what that could be. So I use all the visual tools and all that, and I mix it all together and I produce this. A web developer, and the best way of thinking about them is a proper nerd who likes to sit coding and produce more complex things, such as creating complex databases and creating functionality for the website. So my wife, who is the true brains of the operation, as everybody knows, you would class her as a web developer, because anything complicated that I want a website to do, I go, Lindsay, can you do that, please? And she goes and creates it and codes it and all that sort of stuff. And I just go, look at this, I've made it look pretty. And that's what I do. And I'm interpreting everything. That's what I do. And that's why our dynamic works. That's the easiest way of describing it. So developers think of ultra nerds, designers think of, are we hip and trendy and now we're making things look good?
So would you describe yourself as hip and trendy then?
No. What, do you know what? I'm quite happy to be classed as a nerd, but I will let my brand of Scruffy Monkey, I think it's fair to say Scruffy Monkey's pretty hip and trendy, to be fair.
Excellent. Everyone else's heads were nodding when I asked you that question, so you may not feel it yourself, but it seems that other people would say, yeah, they class you in that category. Okay, so we've got about 5 minutes left. If anyone does have a question, please whack them in the comments. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep asking the questions. We have had a couple of sort of comments that come in, Chris. So someone said, if you could taste words, most corporate websites, brochures, etc., would taste of stale, soggy rice cakes, nearly calorie-free and devoid of nutrition, very unsatisfying. It sounds like a good description. So how would you describe your websites if they were a food?
Mine would be a really clean dish that was really nice to taste. So what would mine be? Ooh, do you know what? Mine's a nice, tasty, spicy salad. Do you know what I mean? Because it's damn good for you.
Really fresh ingredients.
Yeah. And you know what? Fresh is such an important word in web design, actually. Fresh is where it's at. Do you know what? It's fresh, it's clean, it's simple, and it's a joy to experience. Oh, have that.
Oh, love it. Love it. So Paul from Mental Theft says when he started, you had a look at his Wix website, and he was so grateful that you told him exactly what he needed for now. The fact that you didn't try and upsell him anything raised you above so many other people. So if you want a conversation, you want to know something, go and have a chat with Chris. He's not going to hard sell you. In fact, I went and had a chat with Chris very recently for the same reason. As I said, I'm looking at upgrading my website. Brilliant experience having that conversation.
I think that's, you know, it's an important business lesson there as a whole, taking the web design to a side. There's no need to hard sell anyone. It's just, you know, that conversation with Paul was years ago. It was years ago, but he remembers it because I was honest and upfront. I don't need to hard sell anything. I don't need to sell anything. When the time's right, who's he going to remember? He still remembers that conversation. So we don't need to sell. If you go with me, great. If you go elsewhere, no problem whatsoever. We've made a connection and I give you my honest opinion and the service I provide. That's it. Job done.
Absolutely. So what's the future of websites, Chris?
Great question. And I kind of knew this was coming. And what was really interesting was, look at Gary rubbing his hands. See, I remember from the podcast that we did, which was an amazing episode. I really enjoyed doing. And he asked me that question. And it was a bit of a leading question because technology was sort of creeping up where we thought about AI produced self-creating websites and all that sort of stuff of where it was going. Let me tell you that the game with COVID and all this that's kicking off, seriously, as an industry, we are so back in the game. It is absolutely untrue. Do you know what? As long as time exists, the web design business will exist. I have no doubt of that because it's the time saver, and you cannot, as Cross is in there, let's use one of his sayings, you cannot skip those steps and gain the experience we have. What, with over 180 clients, 7 years of experience, all the mistakes under the stone, all the lessons learned, and that is what you are paying for. And that is why web design companies will exist. As long as the web exists, web design companies will exist in one form or another.
Beautiful. And episode 45 of The Grow Show is where you can hear that episode and that conversation between Gary and Chris. So, Chris, we've got time for just one more question. And as nothing else has come in on the chat, it's going to be from me. And it's actually not really about websites necessarily. My question is, if you could give one piece of wisdom, advice, or just word of warning, whatever it might be, and you had the entire world as your audience, what would you want to say to everyone?
Wow, come on. What a question. One thing that I've particularly learned about business, and this is Crosses watching, it is about my journey, so to speak, to Cross, is understanding that all success in our life and then the joy is actually found in the process. You get the process right in whatever you're doing, and that's where the magic happens. So it's not about the before, it's not about the after. The joy's in the middle bit. And if we get that right and we hone that right, we're off. The rest is easy. And it's learning that in our life, in all areas. Just, you know what? Just enjoy the process, guys. And that's it.
Absolutely beautiful. You see, that's kind of a little bit like a website. It's best when you get rid of all the extra stuff. It's not about adding stuff in. The same goes for life. When the process is right, it just flows because you're just being true to you. You're not adding other stuff in and confusing it.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Chris, thank you so much. I really enjoyed that. I hope everyone listening did as well. So let's give a round of applause to Chris Dawes.
Oh, brilliant.
Thank you.
Brilliant. And that's your lot. Thank you very, very much for watching today. And thank you very much, Chris, and also Duncan, for that fantastic interview. Remember, if you want to check out more about Chris, please check him out on his website and show social links. But also, if you want information about Grow Live 2020, Grow Live 2021, or anything else we've got going on in The Grow Show, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and also check out the link in the show notes for more info about how you can get involved with the show going forward. Take care, my friends, and I'll see you all soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Grow Show. With new shows available every week, if you know anyone else who could benefit from these powerful insights, please share this podcast with them. And don't forget to subscribe.